As Libyan revolutionary fighters struggle to capture the strategic western city of Zlitin, a sophisticated system of emergency medical care has been put in place to cope with the flood of casualties. A chain of field hospitals has been set up only kilometres away from the fighting.
We're at the field hospital in between the villages of Daphnia and Zlitin. The revolutionary forces here have launched a major assault in Zlitin, and the constant flow of wounded, dead and dying fighters being brought here.
As the rebels advance, the hospitals are moved closer and closer to the new front line to provide emergency medical support as soon as possible after injury.
To save so many lives, especially those with chest and abdominal trauma. You know, patients with seriously injured the head, for example, head trauma. Actually, most of them, when we took them to the central hospital, most of them have gained permanent brain insult or something.
Those casualties in a stable enough condition to be moved are rushed to the central hospital in Misrata, over 40 kilometres away. Misrata's Hekma Hospital was a private clinic before the war. Now its doctors are experts in treating battlefield trauma. They learned the hard way after months of bitter fighting. As they gained experience, survival rates have improved markedly. Without helmets or body armour, the revolutionary fighters are dying from injuries preventable for a professional army. Every day, the list of casualties grows. Misrata has fought far harder than anywhere else in Libya. Almost every male of age is at the front, and almost every family has paid the price. But there's little time to mourn. The assault on Zlitin is now the most active front in Libya's war. The Misrata revolutionaries believe that if Zlitin falls, they can reach Tripoli in weeks. Many in Misrata feel they fought this war on their own, with little help from the revolutionary leadership in Benghazi. There are growing tensions between the two rebel-held cities. But for now, the focus is on the Zlitin front and the race for Tripoli. Aris Roussanos, Press TV, Misrata.